Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Ryan in Calabama.
You know him.
You know him. He texted me the other day and he said...
One of the OGs, what'd he say?
One of the OGs. Ryan said, and he couldn't call in today because he's working.
Naturally.
He said, am I the jerk for dumping a full bag of popcorn out the window at someone tailgating me?
A full bag? I mean, what do you mean?
And I said... stop. Is this for real? I'm dying. And yes. He said, I am dead serious. I just did that. To which I said, LOL. He said, don't ride my tail. I said, what did they do when you dumped the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
He said, they honked and flipped me the bird, and I yelled, take me to dinner first, and we'll see.
This man had a whole conversation interaction with somebody in traffic.
So, the question today is, am I the jerk for dumping a full bag of popcorn out the window at someone tailgating me? If someone threw food at me, oh, I would lose it.
Man, but I also hate tailgaters.
I do, too. That's why I'm torn on this. I'm like, well, how much were they tailgating you?
Right, right. That's
you know?
The question.
Gosh.
Man, okay, see... It's a harmless food.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Popcorn is fluttery, right?
Yeah.
It's light. It's airy.
It's not going to hurt anything.
It's not going to hurt anything.
No.
My wife got like a full beverage bottle thrown at her.
For real?
Man. Some
Why are people psycho?
Some people get reckless.
Plastic or glass? Not that there's really glass. I have a glass Coke bottle.
Pretty sure it was plastic.
Thank
but
God.
Glass could have happened. You never know. Man, some people do the wildest things while driving. Nobody likes to be tailgated.
Nope.
And there's some people that road rage really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard stories of people that will throw coins out of their windows.
That's horrible.
If you're tailgating, they'll throw a coin.
Do you know what I do? I do the windshield wiper fluid.
Ah, you spray it so it hits there?
Oh, darn.
Oh,
because
whoops.
There's no way to prove I did it on purpose.
Whoops.
Like, you can't prove that, right?
I'm just cleaning my window.
If I throw the popcorn, clearly that's meant for you. If I throw a coin, that's meant for you.
Yeah.
Windshield wiper fluid. Whoopsie daisy do.
I was just wiping my window. Sorry.
I've never had a person not hit the brakes because they're so taken aback by the windshield wiper.
Nobody's ever gone, whoa, wiper fluid.
No, not at all. So,
see,
but you got to be careful, too, with people. People are crazy.
People can do some extreme things. Do I think it was okay that he threw popcorn? Not necessarily, but I don't think it was the worst thing in the world.
Well, and it was like, was it like one of the little ones you pop in your microwave, like an Orville Redenbacher, or was it the giant bag you get it like
from Sendix or Pick and Save? Giant 4-gallon bag,
like
right?
The Marcus Cedars popcorn bag you can buy and take home, the giant one.
That's also actually a valid question, because if it was a tiny bag, whatever.
There would be popcorn continuously flying through the air. Like the next person behind them is like, it's raining popcorn.
I'm holding my man down. I'm going without the jerk.
Not the jerk.
Had it been anything worse, had he thrown anything heavier, anything that could have been damaging, yeah, jerk. But since it was harmless, popcorn
is not even, it's not even trash. Like right. The birds are going to get it.
Right.
I've seen people throw trash like your Taco Bell wrapper, and it's made me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's just trash. Now you're just ruining our earth.
Thank
you. What I mean? But the popcorn is going to get eaten by an animal.
Somebody will swoop down and grab that. Because arguably, the person that was tailgating you was the aggressor.
Right.
Right?
You know, who texted in what size bag, LOL? Stop asking before you can answer.
Let's just assume it was a large size bag of popcorn. Knowing Ryan from Calabama, it was a large size bag of popcorn.
Somebody texted in, yes, definitely jerk, but absolutely hilarious. A+ for comedy. And then someone right after that, not the jerk. But why are you going to throw a whole bag of popcorn like that?
You just wasted his popcorn.
Is Ryan in Calabama a jerk for throwing a bag of popcorn at the person tailgating him? 414-533-1037. Now, that number works for text or calling. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so Ryan in Calabama wants to know if he's the jerk for throwing a bag of popcorn at the person who was tailgating him. I said what I said. Amber's in Hartford. We're just going to start with her right away. Amber, good morning.
Hey, Amber.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Lunas. All right. So, in the spirit of Monday.
In the spirit of somebody tailgating you in traffic right now.
Is Ryan the jerk?
Luckily, no, and I don't have any popcorn, so that'd be a problem. But
who wastes popcorn anyway? But what do you think? Is Ryan the jerk for throwing food at the person who tailgated him?
So I do think that he's a jerk, and here's why.
Okay.
Is, you know how you're driving near every day and you just kind of zone out and whatever?
Yeah.
You know, that person may not have known it was popcorn. They just saw stuff flying at them, right? Oh. So what if they, like, what the heck, and tried to swerve? It could potentially cause an accident because, you know, what if you didn't realize it's popcorn at the
throwing
time?
Throwing anything could cause an accident. I mean, let's
be right, real. Right. So that's why I think he's a jerk, just for that potential. Luckily, this was a harmless time, but, like, you got to think about the
consequence, right, of the actions and how that could have affected the person.
Exactly.
I get what she's saying. I got the imagery as she said it and went, dang, yeah.
Have you ever seen someone blatantly throw things out on the freeway? Because I have.
All the time.
I couldn't believe it. It was shocking. When I saw the guy throwing like all of his food wrappers, and I was like, without even
cleaning their car out while on the freeway?
I was like, is this real?
Man.
It was the wildest thing I've ever seen.
That's not even tailgating, though. That's just somebody being inconsiderate.
The audacity. I mean, unbelievable.
Right.
All right. So Amber says jerk because you could cause so many more problems by throwing the popcorn.
I understand where she's coming from.
All right, Amber, thanks for being a good citizen. Now we're going to get to the petty people.
Talk to you later, Amber. Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Patty's in Greenfield. Patty, are you going to be petty Patty? Is Ryan the jerk?
Yes.
Petitious Patricia.
Is he the jerk for throwing food at the person tailgating him?
No, I don't think he's the jerk. I think it's hilarious.
Okay.
Hilarious.
Good.
So you say it is be petty. Yeah.
I am the queen of petty. Don't tailgate me. I hate that. And I'm driving to work right now. Somebody was just tailgating me and then went and tailgated the person in front of me. Where are we all going? We're all going to the same place. Yeah. We're all trying to get to work.
You're lucky I have my popcorn with me. Calm down.
Yeah, if I had popcorn, I would have threw it. I'm telling you, it's
too much.
Sometimes people need to be taught a lesson.
Okay.
Maybe I bet you they won't do it again.
Well, somebody texted in and said, I keep them kernels on me just in case things ever have to pop off.
I keep them kernels on me.
Did you hear the end?
I can't stand y'all.
Did
no.
You miss the end?
I know. I caught it all.
In case they have to pop off.
Like popping popcorn. I cannot stand y'all. Everybody go to work. Just stop it. Y'all are canceled the rest of the day.
Oh, man.
Dad jokes on deck, man.
All right. Patty says, let's be petty. Definitely not the jerk for throwing popcorn at the person tailgating them.
Keeps
all
them
right?
kernels.
Thanks,
we'll talk
Patty.
To you later, Patty.
Bye.
So, am I the jerk today? Ryan in Calabama texted me and said, am I the jerk for throwing popcorn at someone who was tailgating me? And I said, well, you just got yourself on the next edition of Am I the Jerk? And he couldn't call in today because he's working, but everyone's handling it for us. So
we got this.
Somebody said, not the jerk, except for the fact that he's littering. Somebody said, people really need to learn to keep right, except to pass. That's the moral of the story. Get out of the damn left lane. You make me nuts.
Yeah, I guess,
if
man.
If you're not passing anyone, it doesn't mean I think someone should be allowed to throw things at you, but well, they're not actually.
They're not,
they're not
legally,
allowed to throw things
not.
At you, but you know, just get out of the people that are oblivious in the left lane make me nuts.
But if you're already going to speed limit, you can't be sitting there expecting me to speed because you're trying to
no,
speed.
No, if you're going the speed limit, you should definitely not be in the left lane. The speed limit is not for the left.
Oops.
Sorry.
Allie said, no, that's for the speeders.
David's in Wakwanago. Hi, David. We're split right down the middle.
Morning, man.
Good morning.
The deciding vote today on Am I the Jerk?
Is Ryan a jerk for throwing popcorn?
Man. All I can picture is this left hand coming out of the window holding the Orville Redenbacher bag and just letting the wind take it.
Slap it, boy.
Dun, 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 dun.
Slap it.
Dun, dun,
pop, pop,
dun,
I say, I for sure say not the jerk. And
ew.
I've done somewhat a little worse. I used to have an old 91 Jeep Cherokee, and it had a rear wiper, okay. But the hose wasn't connected.
Ooh.
So if I would hit the rear washer fluid, I would get a stream of water out the back window.
Straight at the next car.
Oh, David.
I'm telling you, that is by far times 10 windshield washer
actually,
fluid, but I totally do that, too.
I shouldn't have said, oh, David. I should have said, ew, David.
Oh, get out of here, bro.
Oh, he man, shit creek.
He never hears that, does he?
ever,
ew,
does
David.
He?
David. I think it's really
no,
funny.
I
would not ever throw food at anyone because you never know who you're dealing with nowadays, and
well,
I just have no interest in playing with these people.
That, and I eat all my food. I don't know about that.
Right. And I eat all my
food. I eat all mine.
Fair enough, DZ. But you say not the jerk today, David.
David works it out.
Wow.
Not the jerk. Now, being a tiebreaker, y'all get them t-shirts yet?
Oh,
snap. Tiebreaker t-shirts.
We just promised him and moved on with our lives. We forgot about him. If you want me to be honest.
We need a sponsor for them bad boys first.
Who was a sponsor? Am I the Jerk t-shirts where I was the tiebreaker or Am I the Jerk?
Hit us up.
You got call Gruber.
Honestly, not a bad idea. That man is
or
the Nicolet t-shirt.
Or any of these people.
He's Mr. T-shirt. We'll see if anybody trying to talk. We'll see. David, appreciate your call, fam.
Man.
A lot of love, dog.
Bye.
Take it easy.
Peace.
Wow, not the jerk. So Amber was the only one that said jerk, honestly.
Ryan, you're safe today. Not the jerk.
Oh, man.
Keep
all right.
them kernels ready.
Woo-wee.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.